in all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me. The words
she gives me, they're all empty. CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Morning, everyone. How was your week? Not great. Yeah, I think that's understandable. Everybody's a little jittery and on edge given the events that occurred on Tuesday night / Wednesday morning. What's up, everybody? It's Jesse here with you. As always, we kicked off the program with On My Way by Ren for Short, which I think the other time I played a Ren for Short track, I called them Ren Fair Short. Because I had the Renaissance Fair on my mind. I don't know if I ever need to have the Renaissance Fair on my mind, but I guess on that day I did. But to set the record straight, it is Ren for Short. And you know what, folks? Today, I'm feeling a little feisty. I'm feeling a little spicy. So today's indie wake-up call, yeah, I know, touching the third rail, is going to be, let's say, very politically informed, if not in direct messaging, certainly in the aesthetic of how we've structured things. It's a really I think, jam-packed show. I think it's maybe my favorite set list that I've produced so far. We have got a nice mix of things, especially in the first hour. A lot of kind of heavier stuff, some indie folk, some proto-indie folk, you'll know what I mean when we get there, and yeah, some pretty unabashedly political statements. And I should go ahead and say now that the views presented in today's program are not necessarily reflective of those of CFRC 101.9 FM. No, no, these are pure Jesse beliefs. So if you have any complaints, direct them at me. And you can do that by just shouting out your window as loud as you can until somebody pays attention to you. I think that's a more constructive use of your time. So yeah, we are going to get spicy, get fired up. We are going to talk politics. Maybe not right now, because I'm going to let you guys ease into it. It is only, 5 after 8? But yeah, we're going to get there, folks. We are certainly going to get there. And the way I've structured the first part of this upcoming set list, we're going to start off with Aaron Lee Tasja and The Horror of It All. We're going to follow that up with REM and Orange Crush. Great Big C covering REM with The End of the World. We have, and I love this track, Billy Bragg and Wilco with Christ for President. And then we follow that up with another recent track that I've been really into. I think I played it about a month and a bit back. It's Jesse Wells with The Poor. Also coming up in that block, and this is where it's going to get particularly spicy, folks. We're throwing it back to the summer of 2024 with the edited version of Macklemore and Heinz Hall. And then we have Canadian Jewish singer-songwriter Art Bergman. And this is, yes, a hot-button title for his track, but one that I think is worth playing, with Gaza Side. And I'm sorry, if that track offends you, I don't know what to tell you, but it is a very kind of emotionally charged and I think really well-composed piece about what has been going on in Palestine, not just over the last year, but since the Nakba in 1948. And then we close out the music block with Bob Dylan, Masters of War, which, I don't even think it's a might be. It is my favorite Bob Dylan track, and it might be his best. I don't think there's many other Bob Dylan tracks that come to mind where he is actively, explicitly wishing death upon the, Masters of War, who continuously send people into the Thresher Maw of the battlefield. And unfortunately, Masters of War, still extremely relevant in 2024, as relevant as it was 60 plus years ago. And look, if you're already whining and complaining and flipping the bird to your radio saying, oh, they made music woke, why'd they bring politics into it? I hate to break it to you, all art is political. All music is political. Whether or not it affirms your political beliefs, hey, that's on you. But this is, just as a reminder, certainly what I believe, not necessarily what CFRC 101.9 FM believes. And yeah, we are going to get into more of the heavy-duty political chat a little bit later. But for the time being, I do want you to enjoy each of these carefully curated tracks, because I think this is a really fun collection of tunes, crossing genres, crossing political lines, and we're going to kick it off with something released in the summer of 2024, Aaron Lee Tasja with The Horror of It All on your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Like a piece of spat out candy, first heartbreak. world as we know it, and I feel fine. Last week it starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn worlds at its own needs. Dummies save your own needs, speed it up and not speed, got no speed. The ladder starts to clatter with the fear of fight, downright fire in a fire. Represents the southern gang and the government for hire in a combat site. Next to us, I'm coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team reporters grab the trunk, get the ground, look at that low plane. Fine, then overflow, population corner, blue, but it'll lose. Save yourself, observe yourself, a world, save your own need. Listen to your heartbeat, tell me that the reds are in the reverend with the right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right. I'm feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, 6 o'clock TV hour, look at Captain Tower, session brewery, turn, listen to yourself, journal, a committee, uniform, a book, a burning bottle, let me every moment of escalating, out of over, incinerate, light a motorbike, a kettle, step down, watch your heel crush, crush up, all this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, turn them in, a lie, you are permission, loosen the knob from the alternative,
and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Mount Zion in a light lantern, first hand lantern, President Lenny, Russell, Mr. Beck, birthday party, cheesecake, a jelly bean, boom, patriotic, slam, put next and right,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine,
oh,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
For young and old, we will make hallelujah. should have a lot more. So the blame and the shame's on you for being so damn poor. It ain't the price gouging, and it ain't the inflation. It ain't everyone above you trying to make a buck from you in school and the whole congregation. I had to have reduced lunch, I had the benefit cards. Never occurred to me to blame my family for life being so damn hard. I should have paid attention like when I was in school. Then I could figure up the tax. I would know a lot of facts. I missed the class where they taught the rules. I was memorizing capitals. I was in the spelling bee. I must have missed the part where they taught the art of private equity. I was selling chocolate bars. I had a disorder. I was cutting up a frog. Got lost in the fog. Learning how to play recorder. If you only worked a little harder. If you worked a little harder, if you worked a little harder, if you worked a little harder, then you'd have a lot more. So the blame and the shame's on you for being so damn poor. It ain't the banks, and it ain't the taxes. It ain't the payday loans and high rent homes and predatory fees and practices. Wave your dumb flag, whatever it means. But you should ask yourself when it comes to health of the poor, really all that free. If you worked a little harder, if you worked a little harder, if you worked a little. And the shame's on you for being so damn poor, yeah.
Trellis HIV and Community Care is a nonprofit organization that supports individuals who are living with or are at risk of contracting HIV in our community. This often includes vulnerable populations such as the 2S LGBTQ plus community, people experiencing homelessness, individuals who use substances, and those experiencing complex mental health challenges. To provide dignified care for those community members, Trellis is always accepting donations of hygiene supplies such as deodorant, razors, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, towels, underwear, socks, menstrual products, laundry detergent, bottled water, and even fresh food. Donations can be dropped off at the Integrated Care Hub at 661 Montreal Street. To make a monetary donation or learn more about the services offered by Trellis, please visit trellishiv.ca. Make a difference and donate today.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Yeah, the people they won't leave. What is threatening about divesting and want a peace? The problem isn't the protests, it's what they're protesting. It goes against what our country is funding. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. When I was 7, I learned a lesson from Cuban Eazy-E. What was it again? Oh yeah. Actors and badges protecting property in a system that was designed by white supremacy. But the people are in the streets. You can pay off Meta, you can't pay off me. Politicians who serve by any means, APAC, Koofy, and all the companies. You see we sell fear around the land of the free, but this generation here is about to cut the strings. You can ban TikTok, take us out the algorithm, but it's too late. We've seen the truth, we bear witness. Seen the rubble, the buildings, the mothers and the children, and all the men that you murdered, and then we see how you spin it. Who gets the right to defend and who gets the right of resistance? It's always been about dollars and the color of your pigment, but white supremacy is finally on blast, screaming free Palestine to their home at last. We see the lies and claiming it's anti-Semitic to be anti-Zionist. I seen Jewish brothers and sisters out there and writhing in solidarity and screaming free Palestine with them, organizing and learning and finally cutting ties with the state that's gotta rely on apartheid system to uphold and occupy and violent history been repeating for the last 75. The neck but never ended, the colonizer lied. It's students in tents posted on the lawn, occupying the quad is really against the law, and a reason to call and the police and their squad. Where does genocide land in your definition, huh? Destroying every college in Gaza and every mosque, pushing everyone into Rafah and dropping bombs. The blood is on your hands, Biden, we can see it all. And I'm not voting for you in the fall, undecided. You can't twist the truth, the people out here united. Never be defeated when freedom's on the horizon. Yet the music industry's quiet, complicit in their platform of silence. What happened to the artist? What you gotta say? If I was on a label, you could drop me today. I'll be fine with it, cause the heart fed my page. I want a ceasefire. Response from Drake. What you willing to risk? What you willing to give? What if you were in Gaza? What if those were your kids? If the West was pretending that you didn't exist, you want the world to stand up, and the students finally did. Let's get it.
تمسح الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. القصة أصبحت معروفة. القصة أصبحت معروفة وعنوان هالدموع والوجع. الوجع اللي فيه الوجع اللي فيه إذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته. يما يما اشتقتلك
يما اشتقت لك تمسحي الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. اخ الوجع اللي فيه اذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته.
Masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and whoa, when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's the one thing I know, I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Or will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
And we are back. That was Bob Dylan with Masters of War. Prior to that, we had Art Bergman with Gazicide, Macklemore with Heinz Hall, Jesse Wells with The Poor, Billy Bragg and Wilco with Christ for President. We also had Aaron Lee Tastjan in there with The Horror of It All, R.E.M. with Orange Crush, and of course, Canada's Own, the Maritime Classics, The Great Big Sea, with End of the World, as we know it. And they may feel fine, but I know a lot of people certainly don't feel fine. But before we get into that, folks, CFRC is in the midst of its funding drive. Kicked off on November 1st, runs until December 31st. Our goal is $25,000. As you may have heard during that music block, that money goes towards a great deal of improvements to our recording capabilities, but also helps us continue to produce the kind of local music, sports, and news that matters to you. Here in the city of Kingston, Chorus Entertainment, in all of their infinite wisdom and their pursuit of the bottom line, cut over 300 radio jobs in the city, completely disemboweling local radio culture, at least in the corporate sense. However, stations like CJAI, Amherst Island, stations like CFRC 101.9 FM, we are the true last bastions of local news, local sports, and local music, and that is increasingly important in a time when, well, corporations have greater and greater control over what goes on in day-to-day life, and yes, what makes it to the airwaves. In fact, a lot of what I just played for you in that music block would not be possible on any station outside of CFRC 101.9 FM. And just to reiterate, if you're upset, the political opinions expressed therein are not necessarily reflective of CFRC, but certainly are reflective of me. So if you've got complaints, you got a bone to pick, I'm your man. If that passionate plea for support has moved you, head on over to cfrc.ca/donate. You can donate through Queen's University, or you can donate to CFRC directly. And one final thing before we get back to what I know you're all dreading, the chat about politics. We are running a wrestling event in cooperation with the IWA on Saturday, November 30th at the Upper Hall of the Spire. Tickets on sale through IWA Canada. .ca, and the money from that show goes towards CFRC's funding drive. I know Tuesday night and Wednesday morning was an unpleasant experience for a great many of you listening in. Hey, for some of you, it was probably the greatest night of your life, which is maybe a little troubling and concerning. Make some friends. Touch grass. But if you were upset by it, yeah, you certainly were not in the minority there, because the election of Donald Trump, yeah, is obviously something that will benefit very few people and make the material conditions and day-to-day lives of hundreds of millions as miserable as possible. And yes, of course, we're talking about the US. Well, how does that impact Canada? There are a million different ways that will impact Canada, but I want to look, as I often do, kind of at the historical precedent set, because much ado has been made about Canadian national identity and culture, and the reality is, there isn't much. There isn't much. You can get mad at me, but what is our culture known for? Being polite? Not accurate. certainly not accurate. I have encountered enough people on campus that hold some rather nasty beliefs where that politeness is just a thin veneer over seething rage. No, for the most part, our national culture is dictated by the table scrap leftovers of our American neighbors, and certainly that latent kind of impact is felt in politics, and I think the easiest way to explain things is Canada is about 10 years behind America in its political trends. Sometimes we get right up contemporary with them. In the 1980s, for instance, we were only about 4 years behind, as you had the conservative revolution of the 1980s putting Ronald Reagan into power, and then here in Canada we saw that with the election of Brian Mulroney. And like with Ronald Reagan, Mulroney completely petered out towards the end of his term. For Reagan, it's because he was experiencing cognitive decline. For Mulroney, it's because he was experiencing charismatic decline. But what I would like to kind of illustrate my point with is, in 2008, the election of Barack Obama, he kind of comes out of nowhere, he takes down the more established candidate within his own party, and he beats John McCain on the back of a wide array of demographic support from all kinds of voters, but a big key in that is the youth vote getting out and voting for the progressive African-American candidate to become the first African-American president, and so far only African-American president in U.S. history. He wins re-election. Also, although at times it's a little hairy, still quite convincingly. Towards the end of Obama's term, we have something similar occur here in Canada, where we get this shift towards big L liberalism after a decade of conservative rule by Stephen Harper, and we see Justin Trudeau ride this wave of momentum into 24 Sussex Drive. He's young, he's hip, he is seemingly progressive. And much like towards the end of Obama's term, we got this kind of national spasm and shift rightwards towards not just conservatism, but nativism. We are seeing something very similar here in Canada, as the Liberal Party, they are dead in the water. They are going to lose. The Conservatives are almost certainly going to get a supermajority. And it's quite interesting because Pierre Poilievre is not a transplant of Donald Trump. Pierre Poilievre has basically none of the charisma or political ability of Donald Trump. And I know it sounds funny to say political ability because Trump kind of just twists his way through things like a tornado tearing up whatever's in his way. Pierre Poilievre probably does have more kind of clear ideological priorities, but a lot of Pierre Poilievre's ideological priorities are similar to what we're seeing with the Project 2025 game plan from the Trump team. So what I'm saying is we are getting the knock-on effects. We may not be getting second-term Trump with Pierre Poilievre, but we're certainly going to get first-term Trump, and that is going to make lives miserable. So yes, we are once again seeing this kind of Western lurch towards conservatism, and if it's anything like it was in the 80s, we're going to see a lot of deregulation, we're going to see things get good for the rich, and pretty terrible for everybody else. But even moving beyond just the kind of historical precedent and the ideological implications, the election of Donald Trump and the further empowerment of a hard right conservative movement is going to make life worse for people of color, people below the poverty line, and perhaps most pressingly, women. We've already seen what has come down thanks to the appointment of conservative judges with the total nationwide restriction of reproductive rights. And somehow it's going to get worse. So you yourself may not be impacted by this election, but you might know somebody who is. In fact, I know people that are going to be directly impacted by the policies put in place by the Trump White House. And that should give you pause. Because we're not just talking about tax returns and dollars and cents. We are talking about the bodily autonomy and health of women across the country. We are talking about the continued demonization and scapegoating of people from oppressed groups such as transgender individuals. All of this is going to get worse. And the only people that will benefit from the election of a Donald Trump, similar to the only people that will benefit from the inevitable election of a Pierre Poilievre, are the people who were already way ahead in the game. People that inherited their wealth. People that have money, have power, have influence. And it is obviously very, very disenchanting. And I don't know if democracy is going to be in a good place at any time in the next 10 years. But my suggestion to you is, if you are impacted by these political shifts, if you're struggling just to get by as is, do not close yourself off from the world. Engage in mutual aid. Open yourself up for help. And open yourself up to helping others. Because at the end of the day, conservative politics operate off division. We've seen that. Even within the election of Trump, the amount of Latino support he got from voters, a lot of that was his rhetoric of pairing off, you know, legal, quote-unquote, and illegal, quote-unquote, division within those groups. Conservative politics thrives on it. The only time they ever seem to win is when they can pry apart the class consciousness that is developed from living in a reality dictated by corporations and the most wealthy people. It's hard. It is. But do not let them divide you. Because if they do, the conservative movement will continue to reign, and life will continue to get worse for anyone not named Galen Weston. Make sense? Okay. That's my diatribe. That's my rhetoric. Once again, if you have any complaints, hey, why don't you shoot an email to programs@cfrc.ca. I'm sure that'll get fielded and dealt with. I'm sure I'll get reprimanded. And hey, if you never want to hear from me again, go donate to CFRC.ca. If we raise $50,000, I'll jettison myself from this station. I'll take a ride in that mental titan Elon Musk's space rocket, which will explode 3 seconds after launch. So $50,000, send me on a SpaceX rocket. Problem solved. Okay, I've said my piece. Now time for some musical catharsis, starting off with the new Ethel Cain track, Punish. We've got Spit It Out by Soft Cult. We've got some Rage Against the Machine in there. Like I said, this is going to be a very cathartic little block of songs here. If you're feeling like I am, if you're feeling that kind of way, where there's just this sense of frustration and dismay, let it fuel you. Turn it into something positive. Scream, roll down your windows, slam your fist into your dashboard. Do whatever you gotta do to shout, shout, let it all out. Because, things are tough. It's hard. It's hard right now. No doubt about it, and it's only gonna get harder. But hey, you know what? We're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it through. Do not let them divide you. Come together, help one another, love one another. And most importantly right now, enjoy some kicking tunes. All right, folks. See you in a bit.
Thank you. The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6